This goes to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson, fax 4601. 817-4601. The patient is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 6-4-1958. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Thompson, who has stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, and hyponatremia and mild hypokalemia. Her last visit was February 18th of this year. She is trying to get the daily requirement of potassium intake through oral diet. She has been eating quite a bit more tomatoes recently, since they are now ripe at this time of the year. And she believes her levels will be normal at this point. She takes many supplements and does not like to take Western medicines, she reports. And her weight is down 8 pounds since her last visit. No hospitalizations or procedures. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema. And medications, she's on omeprazole, 20 milligram daily, as well as Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. And all other medications are supplements, except Pataday eye drops, and she uses one drop to each eye daily. Physical exam, weight 110 pounds, pulse is 76, blood pressure is 110 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 27th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.43 with estimated GFR of 40. Calcium 9.4, albumin 4.5, phosphorus 3.5. Sodium is 127, and she's chronically low. Her range is between 127 and 133 when checked. Potassium is 3.3, and she's been running 3.5. And carbon dioxide is 36. Hemoglobin 12.2 with a normal white count and normal platelet. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, chronic hyponatremia. She did have a random urine sodium test, and the sodium was very low and unmeasurable at less than 5, and the osmolality was normal at 339. She was asked to limit fluid intake to 64 ounces in 24 hours, and she will try to do that to help control the sodium dilution. And 3, hypokalemia, which is mild. She does not want to take an oral potassium supplement currently, and she's due to have lab studies in September again. We expect that she will have a higher potassium level if she's been increasing her potassium food intake, as she states she has. So we will just let her use the foods at this point. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.